All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back, and if you're new here, welcome.
Oh.
That was new.
Welcome back, my plump. No, I already said a plump titty last week. Whatever.
Welcome back, our powerful pussies.
Wow. Welcome back, yeah. Powerful pussies.
Yeah, that's right on theme with what we're going to be chatting about today.
What's up?
Yeah, so how's it going?
It's going. How's your weekend?
My weekend has been cool.
Cool.
Another work-filled weekend.
Every weekend will be a work-filled weekend until June 1st.
Until June 2nd.
Yeah. Right. Until June 2nd, it's just a work-filled weekend. We are doing our best to bring you girls the best.
We are, so if you're going to be in the building, I mean,
Know that there were a lot of sleepless nights. I mean, not sleepless nights. That's dramatic.
we would be getting our sleep, but know that we've been working hard to make this event as amazing as possible because we care about y'all and we care about ourselves.
Got me working, working
day
day
and night.
Hey,
you got me working, working
day and night. Hey,
Yeah, so we've been
okay.
working day and night every weekend. We were supposed to go shake our ass, but we
Had
have to
to
put
put
that
that
on
on
the
the back
back burner. We
burner.
say the same damn thing. Yeah, we have to put it on the back burner because there was work to do.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, this business.
Yeah.
Business before pleasure.
Period.
So, yeah, that's our weekend. So, new week, new
Where
tea.
we kiki with you and you kiki with the week.
Okay, so there's a lot to happen this week, tons. We just have to pull off the real deal, Holyfield.
We do.
So Trey Songz, Trey Trigga,
Trey Tremaine.
Trey Tremaine Trigga
Song.
Songz had a baby. Like,
The
what?
announcement was real Instagram mommy-ish to me. The way he was just holding that foot, and I'm
Little
like,
foot.
the cryptic photo, is this a
It was a
nephew?
post and delete. At first, it was a post and delete. And
Oh.
then people had the screenshot, and then it started circulating on the blogs like, post and delete. We think Trey may had a baby, and then he had to come back and just post the photo and say, we are blessed, and whatever it said.
When Lori had commented on the shade room, I think it was the shade room, or was it on the photo?
On his photo.
Okay, when she said, "I'm so happy for you," I thought it was a nephew still.
Yeah, she was like, baby foot, little foot, little
Yeah,
foot.
he loved holding feet, because wasn't he just holding her foot?
A baby's a baby. A baby is a baby, honey.
So yeah, so then he came out and said, "Baby, whose name is Noah."
Noah.
Who's really cute, by the way.
Looks like him to me.
Yeah, he's so cute. So.
Supposedly, the baby's mother is Brittany Jones, the adult film star. Now, y'all, if you don't watch porn like me, I don't really get up on there and watch the
Oh, I
porn.
thought you were saying if you don't watch porn like me, like saying like if you don't watch porn like I do,
No, I mean if you don't watch porn like I don't,
like myself.
like me,
Yeah.
don't get on there on the Googles and look it up because, honey, the images that you'll see. I was like, woo, I had to throw my phone. I'm like, you know what?
Ooh, when you
Freaky.
throw your
It was
phone.
the freaky deaky, like dick insert, dick inside puss
Okay,
on Google,
I'm not gonna
girl.
see who she is though then.
I'm like, why don't they have, it was like Britney. It was like basically porn still
Pornhub.
shots.
Pornhub.
It was the porn still shots. I'm like, there's no like
He probably
filter on
won't. I
this.
mean, I don't know. Maybe she don't have this. I'm surprised the shade room hasn't found her yet. You know, usually they have receipts pulled
I
up.
think they already knew because last December she was saying that she was pregnant and saying it was his baby. So
Right.
that was already what was circulating. So now that the baby is here 4 months
It's like
later,
that's who it is.
we're like, okay, that must have been who it
Well,
was.
Lori was like, you know, I'm on niggas' wish list, so I'm gonna go ahead and take my name off yours,
Period.
and you deal with your seed.
Deal with your
Deuces,
seed.
fool.
Yeah, she's done. Lori's too young to be dealing with all of that.
Yeah, that's a lot on her.
And he needs to be focusing on the seed.
He does.
So it works
Leave my
out.
little young ass alone and go on and
Get
focus on your
your
son.
new little young
Your new
ass.
ass.
Okay, because that baby's a little
That ass
baby.
you gotta wipe.
Period. Okay. But yeah, we're happy. We're happy if Trey's happy.
Yeah, if he's happy, shit, he's the one that gotta take care of it,
Yeah,
so.
and all the adults was commenting. The adults. What am I talking about? Other people were commenting on this.
The
I'm like, huh? Because there's a distinction between baby and adult.
Yeah.
But like 50 Cent was on the
What
post
was he
talking
saying? I'm
about.
so tired of him. He is annoying.
I'm so tired of you.
I'm so
He was
tired of
like,
him. I
"What you
think
talking about,
everybody who
Willis?
watches Power should go on strike.
No.
Let's call it,
Why?
'cause 50 Cent is nasty.
Girl, that ain't
So
got
come
nothing
on,
to do.
stand up for something.
Why are you calling a protest? You don't even watch
And that's
Power.
what black people do. We love to protest shit. We don't. Everybody stop wearing Gucci. Even though I never bought Gucci and I can't afford it, I'm on
Stop.
strike.
You don't watch Power, so let's not even bring
Okay,
him
I'm
here.
just kidding.
50's nasty, but they ain't got nothing to do with Ghost. Leave him out of it, okay, honey? Ghost and Tasha and everybody else who's on the show. Leave him
Okay, so
out.
what 50 Cent say?
50 just was like, what you talking about, Willis? And then Kehlani was like, finally, T, I'm so happy
Oh,
for
did you
you.
see Kehlani's baby? She's so
Oh, I
cute.
didn't see her.
I don't remember her name, but she showed a picture of her face and she's adorable.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Cute mama, cute daddy.
Yeah.
Little baby. So, yeah, that's basically what's going on in the world. What else is T?
Speaking
The
of
real
babies,
deal.
God damn. So, everybody.
Yes, ma'am.
So, the internet was rocking this week because of the abortion ban.
Take it there.
So, Alabama is trying to enforce this abortion ban where if you have an abortion, it will be a crime. So
99 years.
99 years?
The doctors who perform these, if you continue to perform abortions after they pass the law, which is supposed to be in 6 months.
Yeah, 99 years. Yeah, and so, but if you get an abortion, that's considered a felony. Mm-hmm. So there's no exceptions unless there's some health issues, some health risk, like for the parent or the child.
Mental issue.
The embryo.
At that point, I would be like, I'm depressed. I want to kill myself. It's not even funny, but seriously.
Yeah, but there's no exceptions for rape or incest. But that's not even, that's a big deal for sure. But people are like, it needs to be okay for rape or incest. No, it just needs to be okay, in my opinion.
Period.
People should not have their choice stripped away from them. So there's been a whole bunch of back and forth about this on the internet. Opinions have been flying out.
Also Georgia.
Tell them about the Georgia one.
Georgia also passed the abortion ban or a law. They're naming it the heartbeat law.
Yeah.
That essentially once the baby has a heartbeat or once the fetus has a heartbeat, then you can't get an abortion. And sometimes that's as early as 6 weeks. And their exception is rape or incest.
Okay, so they have an exception.
They have the exception, but Alabama's just cold turkey. There's nothing, which is sick, okay? Sick. And just an FYI, I'm pro-life. I'm pro-choice. And those are my views, and I'm sticking to it, so don't come for me, don't at me. Just worry about your own goddamn self.
I'm pro-choice as well.
Worry about your own pussy lips.
Right, I agree. I agree. I think that everyone should be able to make a choice that they think is best for them. It's not the government's right, or really anybody else's right. When we're talking about opinion, to say what choice people should be making for their bodies, mm-hmm. or really for their lives. Because we all know that babies are life-altering events. And if someone doesn't feel prepared for whatever reason, then they should be able to make the decision to not carry on with it.
Period.
And we shouldn't have no say with it, whether it's rape, incest, ill-prepared, mentally,
whatever it is,
you should be able to make that decision as a woman who will have to carry the child to term, whether you want to partake in that or not.
And, you know, it's just been so, it's just really funny when something like this comes up. And, you know, it's going to get a little deep, so I'm sorry if you're not here for the deep. And go back to the shallow end of the pool.
Yeah.
Because we're going deep, baby.
Deep, 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 deep.
That's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
Period. But, you know, when I was looking on social media, keeping my mouth quiet, you know, because I don't want to start no uproar. But I was, like, looking at people's shit, and I'm like, yo, all the fellas, I need the niggas to be in solidarity with women.
Yeah.
Period. Okay? And I'm saying everybody's got their right to their opinion. And everybody has the right to feel the way they feel. But come on. Stand with the sisters. And I know there's some sisters who are pro-life.
Yeah.
And it just is what it is. But ultimately, pro-choice means you can be either or.
That's the bottom line.
We're not saying that
you can be pro. You can use your choice to be pro-life, and should an opportunity present itself where you get pregnant, because you're pro-life, you will know that abortion is not an option for me.
It's not viable.
Yeah.
But pro-choice also means I have the decision to make a choice about my life and what I want to happen. So if you're once you're pro-choice, you can fucking leave it to the person who's going to most likely affect.
Yeah.
And when I was seeing
the men, the niggas
give input, I'm like, everybody want to have something to say, like you got to push the baby out of your puss.
Yeah.
Everybody got something to say until it directly impacts and affects affects them. Everybody want to say, oh, I'm pro-life. But if this happened to my family member or if rape or if, then it's cool.
Yeah.
I don't get that. You know what I mean? And another thing. I want people to stop pushing their religion or religion on other people and trying to make this whole abortion thing about religion.
I agree.
It's not about religion.
Because this isn't about beliefs. This is about choice. And furthermore, I think it's really self-centered to automatically assume that because you believe in something and that you practice something, that other people should have those same beliefs, feelings, and practices.
Yeah,
you use your beliefs to make informed decisions. Like, okay, because of my religions, because of my beliefs, abortion is not an option for me. But how sick is that for you to think that because you feel that way, that your opinion or your vote can take away strip people completely of their choice. And it's always separation of church and state until it's convenient for certain people. Like, no, let's just keep the shit separated.
Yeah, and you know, like we're saying, the whole idea is that people want to say, a baby is a gift from God. What if I'm atheist?
Yeah.
What if I'm agnostic? Right. What if I just don't believe in anything and at the end of the day, I'm just taking life as it goes? Don't impose your religion and your will on me.
Yeah.
I could not even be a person who considers, like, oh, you know, consider the religious aspect and, you know, the whole spiritual fact, the where babies come from and this is a blessing, that could not be my idea at all.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I hate. I'm like, don't do that. Everybody ain't even on the same wave like that. Ain't on the same religious wave. We ain't even all on the same spiritual wave.
Yeah.
People gonna do all kind of shit. Just let them do what they wanna do and call a spade a spade, baby.
Yeah, we shouldn't make laws based on that.
No.
And it's just not cool. And I really don't get the point. I don't know where these bans came from because from my point of view.
They've been trying to do this forever.
From my point of view, though, yeah, they have. But I don't get, like, how a woman's choice to not have a child is affecting anyone else other than that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why did they say, let's sit down and figure out how we can ban this and control this because it's getting out of hand. Like, what exactly drove them to want to implement this? And they're trying to restrict birth control. So we ain't going to be able to take none of that.
There's a lot of theories. One is like trying to control the races and, you know, like ban immigrants and mm-hmm. minorities and then create.
How does that ban immigrants or minorities though?
No, not the abortion. These are two separate ideas that are happening.
Okay.
Things that are transpiring. The immigration ban.
Okay, the immigration.
Means that we're removing more minorities out of the country,
mm-hmm.
and then controlling who gets an abortion and why means that there's an influx of other races. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then they're really trying to make sure that white people
stay in control.
Period. You know, there's that idea. There's that idea. You know, and maybe I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, bring the choices back to the table.
Yeah.
And how the fuck are y'all banning abortions before you banning guns?
How?
I don't get it.
I don't either.
How?
Yeah, let's start at the top. Let's start at the issues that are really pressing and then work our way on down.
Yes.
And then by the time we get done work with all those issues, ain't nobody going to be thinking about this abortion ban because mm-hmm. it's some bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, all these school kill these mass murders and these shootings and school killings. Let's take care of that. That's the pressing issue.
Yeah.
That's what's really affecting people.
For real.
I'm tired too.
Like this was disgusting. Like it was already disgusting to hear about the ban, but after seeing like how it was playing out on social media, I was even more disgusted.
And what people were saying, not like these Republican senators and stuff, are like, oh well, if you get raped, just try to take it and try to make it enjoyable, and it's still a bigger purpose, and you still need to bring the baby here because God used you. No.
Yeah.
No. You know. I've never had been a victim, and thank God, you know, but it's just sick.
Should you,
it's a
yeah,
sick world.
Just to think about it, like, if you were a victim, wouldn't you want a choice to not have to continue on, you know, being a victim? I mean, you don't have to be a victim, but you know what I'm saying?
You don't want to have to live with the results of the attack.
Right, forever.
If that's what you choose, not, again, we're not saying somebody is wrong for choosing to go through with a pregnancy in whatever situation or case.
It's not. What's wrong is not being able to have the choice.
Yes.
If someone's pro-life, that is great. Like, if you feel like, yes, this is a blessing, this is my call, and this is my purpose, this is happening for a reason, and that's great that you, because you have the choice, you can continue on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel the opposite, it's not great when you don't have the choice because you don't feel like that. But now, because you don't have a choice, you're forced to continue on despite the way you feel because mm-hmm. somebody else made a decision for you with this ban.
We need choices, period.
Period.
And right now, you have a choice to make an impact for just...
So if you're wondering how we felt about it.
Yeah. For less than 2 minutes of your time today.
You can make a choice.
You can make a donation by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to the podcast.
Yes.
This is your choice. I mean, hopefully you choose the right choice.
Stop.
And fucking just take your time. No, seriously. What we do here is just an exchange of energy. We're thankful to have you girls as our members and being a part of
our
community.
Yes, we're super thankful.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that we come here every week and pour into you, hopefully you feel like you're getting poured into.
Hopefully.
You know, you can choose to pour back into us. And the way you do that is just making a simple decision to leave a sweet rating or do a rating, y'all, and leave a review. If you want to say something sweet. It don't got to be deep. We already went through this. But when you do leave something deep, we're just like, wow.
Yeah, the deep pulls at our heartstrings.
Deep.
They pull at our heartstrings a little tighter.
Yeah, so we had a handful of reviews this week. Thanks. That's so sweet.
Yeah, thank you. You guys came through this week. We love when you come through.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I think we're at 596 ratings and
mm-hmm.
reviews.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
where we are.
Cool. And next week, we want to try to be, let's make it over six.
Yeah, let's make it over 6.
Let's just go ahead and get
that. Just takes 5 girlfriends.
Yeah, do your duty. Mailman, do your duty.
Here comes the lady with the African booty.
She can do the pom-pom, she can do the twist. Most of all, she can kiss. Oh, take it away, Brittany.
We had a kinky version.
Oh.
And most of all, she can split on the dick.
No!
Yes! The mailman. Okay, sorry. Back to the review of the week.
Well, using that one, I talked to my nigga.
Yeah, tell him.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so this week, the review of the week comes from Sunshine Ivana.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Ivana. She says, thank you, queens. This podcast is, it got cut off, but I think she said everything. We're going to assume she said everything because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We tell things that people that things are everything.
Yeah.
If that's not what you said.
Let us know.
Yeah. So she says, I love that I really feel like I'm having a conversation with my best friend when I listen to y'all. And I'm from LA and y'all voices sound so familiar. I'm sure I met y'all in a past life. LOL. Maybe.
Maybe in this life. Maybe we ran into each other somewhere.
Right. She says, this podcast feels like therapy and reminds me that there's plenty of black women experiencing the same triumphs and struggles that I do. Thank you for being so relatable and making me laugh while teaching me important life lessons. This is the first review I've ever left.
Yeet!
We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But this podcast is so good. I'm happy to spread the word. Thank you, queens, for addressing the needs of our community.
Yay.
Of your community. You're welcome, Ivana. And we're really thankful that you decided to leave your first review with us. So listen to that, homegirls. If you ain't never left a review before.
If you need your cherry popped.
And you are like, you know what? This is going to be my first. Yeah, then come pop your cherry over here. Come on over here and let us be your first.
Yes.
We could even be your last.
First, last, you're everything.
Yeah.
Okay, we're trying to do it all. So we just want to remind you that you can keep up with everything the Black Girl Bravado at theblackgirlbravado.com. Feel free to go on there and connect with us. I don't know, y'all.
Yeah, everything there at theblackgirlbravado.com. In addition to that website, we have our Facebook group,
mm-hmm.
the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout, where we kiki with Wee Wee and Yu Yu. Mm-hmm. So join us there.
Yes. Yeah, and I think, oh, actually, I gotta tell y'all what we talked about last week.
You do.
So last week was episode 97. I cannot believe, which is a few short episodes away.
2 more episodes after today.
And then you know what? It's our 100th episode party and it's gang on the first. You already know what's going
yes,
on.
Yes, it is.
So episode 97 was She Is Greater Than We, How to Avoid Losing Yourself in Relationships. The relationship you have with yourself is the foundation of all other relationships, which is why it is important to maintain your own identity and sense of self no matter what's happening in your life. In last week's episode, we chatted about the ways it's possible to lose yourself in a relationship, and we offered some tips and suggestions to overcome or prevent it from happening in the future.
Yeah.
The girls were tapped in.
They were. In the Facebook group.
It was lit.
It was lit because we talked about in the episode, our main focus was like love relationships,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of the mommies in the Facebook group said that they really felt like they lost themselves when they became moms.
Ooh.
So moms, speak on it. Yes. And you don't have to lose yourself in that relationship either when you use your tools in your toolkit.
Mm-hmm.
Tap into that village, have somebody watch that kid, that father, that grandma, that auntie, that cousin,
mm-hmm.
whoever can take the little motherfucker for a couple hours, take them.
Please. Take them off my hands.
And then some other ladies, a few ladies chimed in about how they lost themselves in the relationship usually when people were trying to control them and preying on the fact that they weren't standing strong and firm in themselves. And that's really why we do this podcast, so that we can know who the fuck we are. So when we meet somebody,
you can tell that motherfucker, get in, shut up, and don't touch nothing. Nigga, get in. You here for the ride, baby, because this train is moving no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay, girls. We remember, the thing this year is switching from surviving
to thriving.
We're going from surviving to thriving to living our best lives.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going back and forth with you niggas
and bitches.
Period. We're not
doing
it.
Yeah, we're not going back and forth.
We're not doing it. We don't deserve it.
And people are taking us as we are.
Take me,
take me.
Yeah, there we are.
As I am,
or have none. You can have nothing, motherfucker.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, tap into your power. We're walking in power. We're shifting from surviving to thriving. This is our year. This is our moment. This is our life.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Speaking of that.
This week, in lieu of everything that's been going on with these abortion bans and trying to strip us and rob us of our choices.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about liberating ourselves through choices, right?
Yes, we are.
That's what this whole thing is about. It's about the freedom to choose, to make some decisions and around this bitch.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to be talking about what choice is and why choice is important outside of what landed us here today, the abortion ban. Why we really have to have a choice and why we need to continue to stand up and fight for our choice.
Yes.
Because that's what life is made up of, choices. Mm-hmm. So without that, without choices, what kind of life are we really living? We don't know. Well, not one that we really, you know, probably would want to live. And, you know, we always gonna wrap it up with how you can make better choices.
Period.
So, first of all, what is choice?
What is it?
So, you guys know we talk about moving in power.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one of our themes. Yeah. Right underneath thriving and surviving.
Thriving versus thriving is the ass. Moving in power is the bottom part.
Okay, I was gonna say, I thought you were going to say that was the titties. So that's the bottom part of the ass?
I mean, what you trying to do, a full bad bitch? You want titty and ass? Or
yeah.
I think the ass is the, because you know why? We all got an ass, no matter how big or small.
Okay.
How big or fat.
Break it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So surviving and thriving is your ass.
Okay.
Okay? We're getting rid of the flabby part. The flab is the survive.
Okay.
You got a big thriving ass.
The firm.
And the bottom part of that ass, right where it cuffs, is walking in power.
That's the power.
That's the power right
the
there.
The left, right.
That's how we control the ass.
Left, right. Okay.
Period. That's the idea today.
Simon says activate the power in your ass. Okay, so.
Come on, Megan.
A part of moving in power is knowing that you have choices, right? When we feel like we have choices and we can make a choice between this or that, that's power. Because it's like, I don't have to be in this, or I'm doing this because I want to. So with that, that's our power. But ultimately, choice is our ability to make decisions when presented with two or more options. So we are presented with easy choices and hard choices. And usually a choice is easy when we can just quickly decipher that one thing is better than the other.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I want that. I'm going to go to sleep early because I got to wake up early. Or I get to stay up late because I ain't got work tomorrow. That's an easy choice to make.
Yeah.
But then we have the little hard motherfuckers.
The ones that really grab a hold of your titties.
Yeah, the ones where you got to sit, ponder, think, sleep on it before you make it. And usually with harder choices, when you're presented with two options or more, one option is better in some ways and the other option is better in other ways. But sometimes you can't tell, or neither one is better overall.
Yeah,
it's like,
it doesn't drastically, it's not starkly better where you're just like, yeah, I got to go with that.
Like with the job. So it's like, okay, this job is closer to my house.
Yeah.
That one's a little further, but it pays more. So I need the coin.
I know what you mean.
You know, so it makes it harder to pick the decision versus if you have a job that's closer to your house, pays more, you reviving with the energy of the company, and you had another job that pays less, it's further. It's like, okay, duh, I'm gonna pick this option A.
Yes.
So.
Makes sense. So William Glasser, he argued that choices are made to satisfy five basic needs: your survival, your love and belonging, power, freedom, and fun. That's usually what we make our choices surrounding.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, am I going to be hurt? Am I going to have a good time?
Yes.
Does a bitch feel free, like her titties are flapping in the wind?
Yes.
Does she feel loved?
Yes.
You know, it's all of these things that we have to consider when we make choices. And we make choices based on whatever option will maximize our interest and provide them with the greatest benefit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I don't feel loved, then I'm probably not going to do it. If it's not fun, then I mean, you got to also consider, you know, Subjectivity,
yeah, because it can.
Something might be fun
differ
in the long run, not fun right now.
Yeah, or you can be fooled to thinking it's fun, and then when you get in it, it's like, this shit ain't even fun.
This ain't fun. I ain't having no fun.
And that's when we like, damn, I didn't make the best choice.
No,
because sometimes we don't make the best choices and we don't realize it until after the choice
is there.
Made. We will.
We gonna get there.
But you know what?
Oof.
The things with choices, although we're making it sound fairly simple, the reality is it's hard to make choices because we, and I think forever, I was going to say this generation, but really just in general, we are subjected to choice overload. Like, think about social media. Think about online dating. If you're on Tinder, I'm just going based off how people say the app work. It's hella options. Like, you can swipe, you can scroll. People are filling up your inbox like, hey, I'm interested in, you know, kicking with you. And it can be kind of harder to decipher between, like, who is really worth my time because there's so many choices.
I mean, imagine if you're on multiple apps.
Yeah.
I mean, this is beyond dating. It could be just like being in the grocery store or picking up food and.
For real.
You know?
Yeah, because like, you know, we go to the grocery store, there'd be hella yogurts. Like, you'd be looking at all the yogurts and it's like, okay. And then that's when I start picking shit based off of branding.
At that point, I start picking shit off price. I'm like, okay, hold on now, hold on. And that's on sale today. So she doesn't get in that one.
That's I'm like, real wait true a minute. Cheap. But wait then you're like, you don't want to go too cheap because you know the quality might suck, but you don't want the highest
course,
one.
Of course, you know.
So you got to find the middle
you
ground.
You go with what you like, but if what I like, if there's two things of what I like and one is on sale, so I'm the dime, 10,
oh, for
15
sure
cent,
I'm getting the one
I'm
on
like,
sale.
I'm like, let me get that on sale this week. Shit. She's but making a choice.
Boom. That's a good example because think about we in the grocery store. We got to figure out the yogurt and the kombucha.
The sell kombucha. Kombucha for- Honey, the kombucha sometimes be having to wait. I'm like, it ain't 2 for $5 this week.
You know it's $1.88 at Sprouts.
Then I will be there. I will be grabbing
the GTS. The GTS is $1.88 at Sprouts this week.
Girl,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What's my other one?
Girl, the Health Aid.
Health Aid is my favorite off the, you know, but sometimes that's expensive. And I'm like, damn, she ain't getting kombucha.
But
this
the thing
week.
Is, the GTS is usually three something.
The GTS is good, especially the trilogy and the heartbeat. Anyway, y'all.
Okay, so we said all that to say we in the grocery store trying to figure out what yogurt to get, what kombucha to get.
Mm-hmm.
We the human makes 35,000 decisions a day. And that sounds like a lot, but it's like, okay, I'm going to get up right now, or I'm going to sleep a little longer.
Yeah, I'm going to take this route to work, or I'm going to take the freeway. Should I go grocery shopping now? Should I go grocery shopping later?
Right.
Mascara or no mascara? Call this nigga or no?
Get up to go use the restroom or chill?
Go to the gym and be a bad bitch or lay down. I mean, you know, there's all these either ors, yes or no.
And those so are the small, that. Those are the small decisions. Like, those are the very simple ones. Mm-hmm. But then there's the big complex ones that we have to make, like, should I call this nigga or not? Now, that's one of the bigger ones. It's like, should I call this nigga or just let it go?
Yeah. Or should I invest in my future by going to rehab or therapy?
Mm.
You know, should I take that leap of faith? Yeah. Should I get out of this toxic-ass relationship?
Ooh, tough,
you know, these are big ones that take more energy and willpower. And, you know, we really be having to tap in.
Yeah. And the more decisions we have to make, the less energy and willpower we have left at the end of the day, because it's like, I've been making decisions.
Oh, damn. That's why we come home and be mentally fatigued. You know what I usually do on the weekends?
What you do?
Not when I'm with you, of course. Well, sometimes I do impose it on you, but I be like, I don't know, just pick a place.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do not be wanting to think on the weekends.
I know, because we think so much.
God. Especially when I'm like with a man.
When they ask you what you want to eat?
Period. You know, why do women do that?
Well, I'll tell you why. Let's go off topic a little
bit. Come on.
I read, and I agree with this, the reason why women don't automatically just say where they want to eat, because we're considering the man's finances.
Oh, okay.
You
Take
know,
it there.
Because usually it's easier to pick where you want to eat if you're spending your coin, because it's like, I know what I'm working with. I know what I want to
mm-hmm,
spend.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I can spend. I know what I'm comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But when a man asks, and you're considering things like that, when you're considering his pocket, you're like, okay, I want to eat this, but is that too much for him? Or I don't want to.
What if we don't care? What if we Megan Thee Stallion put my name on your bank account?
If you don't care, then you'll just, if you don't care and you're not considering any of those things, you'll just be like, I want to go here. And then he got to figure it out.
Oh,
and
wow.
Whether that's Ruth Chris, Burger King, you know,
Maestros,
whatever it is.
So are we doing that in 2019?
I think we should. I think we should just take it out of our hands. This is what I want to eat. You ask. This is what I want to eat.
Imagine that. Imagine now, ladies. Okay, ladies, now let's get it.
And he has a choice to make.
What if we were like, we eating at Tao or we eating at Maestros? Now you pick.
Ooh, I like you put the ball back on their court. You ask your two options now. You look up the price point.
Period.
And figure out.
I'm presenting. Okay, that's what I'm doing nowadays.
Start doing that.
I'm presenting two options. You pick the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah.
So choice is super important, right? Choice is the purest expression of our free will. It's the freedom to choose, which allows us to shape our lives exactly how we wish. And there's this idea, I guess, that like choice is an illusion or free will is an illusion, but we're really operating in a space of free will. We are. And our choice to make a decision and go left, go right, that means, hey, right now I want to make this decision over that decision.
Right.
Whatever you feel is pulling you to those decisions is one thing, but you're making the decisions from your own mind and your inner authority.
Right. And that's why it's important that we're not stripped of choice, because when we don't take responsibility for ourselves and the choices that we make, that means we have no control over our lives. Mm-hmm. And we create our experiences through our choices, just like we said, even if it's something small, those lead up to bigger things. And so when we don't have that power, or when we believe that outside opinions or forces are responsible for the choices that we make, mm-hmm. then we give our power away.
Yeah.
And then we're up Schitt's Creek with no paddle.
Do you ever feel, taking a personal touch, mm-hmm. Have you ever felt as if like your choices were taken away, or if you've ever had your choice taken away, how did you feel?
Yes. Oh, yes. I have felt like I had my choice taken away before, and I didn't feel good.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good about it. One example that I can use is college. I was graduating high school, I originally wanted to go to FITM. Mm-hmm. That was my plan.
Yes.
I was going to go for fashion design. So with that program, you had to like do a couple of sketches. So I did all of the sketches. Me and my mom, we went to the meeting. You have like an interview process, and they accepted me, which now in hindsight, I know that's very easy to get accepted as long as you have the fucking coin, but that's neither here nor there. I worked hard.
Yeah, I'm
I was sure designing you did. My friend's prom dresses and everything for my portfolio.
I'm sure you did.
So I got accepted. Then came time for the coin. And she was like, it's going to be, I think, for the semester.
It was like
$22,000. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, we don't have that. We don't have that. And she was, and the lady, my advisor, was like,
you can
get the student plus loan, the parent plus loan. And my mom was like, not doing that. And I'm like, what? Like, I want to go to FITM. And she was like, I'm sorry, but we don't have that money. We're not taking out the loan, so you can't go. And I was crushed. I'm like, my choice is stripped.
No, but then even I'm just going to push back on you. It was her choice to not take out a loan.
It was her choice, but it affected my choice too.
I know.
But it was her choice. She exercised her choice, which looking back was a great choice.
Yeah, same.
I'm glad that she did that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment, I was crushed.
Yeah.
Because that was my first choice. That's where I wanted to go to school, and I couldn't.
I'm glad.
And I felt powerless because you know what? I wasn't even focusing on my other college apps at that time because I was like, you know what, I'm going here.
Yeah.
So for one semester, I had to go to a community college, which was not my original plan, mm-hmm. until I transferred to Sac State.
Yeah.
I was pissed. I'm like, oh, wow, you're ruining my fucking life.
We really be having parallel like stories because I had that same experience. My nigga at the time was mm-hmm. going to ASU, and he's like, apply to ASU. And I was like, okay. And I applied to ASU, and I got in. And then my mom, when they said it was like $10,000, $12,000 a semester because of the out-of-state fees.
Fees, right.
My mom was like, you ain't going there. And she didn't want me to go away to college. She was like, no, I'm not. I was like, why can't I go?
Right.
And she was like, Germany, I'm not paying that. You're not taking out a student loan. I'm not taking out a student loan. Girl, I was acting, running around the house like a white kid.
Same.
I was pissed. I was like, why don't I have a college fund?
Same.
My mom was like,
the same
when you
thing.
Have kids, then you come up with a college fund because I'm paying these bills right now today.
Girl, I had the crushed. Same thing on the tip of my tongue. I'm like, how dare you not be prepared for you when your child is ready to go to college and she can't go to the school of her choice. And there's that word again. Choice.
Yes, yeah, same. But at the end of the day, I'm glad my mom made a choice. And said, sit your ass down and go to school up the street.
Yeah.
She was like, I think you need to go to Dominguez. I had gotten into like five other, six other schools that I applied for. She was like, go to Dominguez. I was like, why do you want me to go there? But I'm glad. You know what else? I hate when I feel like I don't have a choice at work.
Ooh, yeah. That's really when we feel it.
At that point, I'm like, okay, the man is crushing. He's coming down on me. When they're like, well, sorry, you don't have a choice. There's mandatory overtime. I'm like, there's choices involved here.
Yeah, and you know what? That's
and what would your choice be if I said I cannot because I have previous obligations, prior obligations, or like I go to school, or I pick my babies up. That'd be the times I'd be wishing I had babies.
Babies.
I'm like, where are my babies?
I have to pick up my babies.
Where are my babies? Why are my babies at school? Then I could be like, I gotta get my babies.
My babies. Period.
I'm like, where are my babies?
Yeah, work really comes down on you, and I think that's why they're making some workplaces more flexible because mm-hmm. you know what? People thrive. Better when
choices.
They have choice. Like, I can choose to come in at 9 instead of 8, literally. Like, I'm restricted to be here at 8.
Yeah.
I can choose to come at 9 today. I can choose to come at 10, 11, 12, whenever I see fit. As long as I do my work, I do my 8 hours. Mm-hmm. I can choose to go take a break without being micromanaged. Choice really is important because like we said, we thrive with choice.
Yes.
Otherwise, I do feel like I'm surviving.
We're dragged.
When I have limited choice, I do feel like I'm in survival mode.
Yeah.
I need to be able to have some sort of control.
Yeah. But bringing it back to the episode, not like we were super off tangent.
Yeah.
But again, we mentioned with this whole abortion ban that kind of brought us here, that you see so many people on social media presenting their opinions and their stands, and I'm pro-life, I'm pro-choice, and if you believe in the Bible and if you read the word, then you'll know. It's all of that, you know. But we have to remember that we have to stop arguing with people who don't agree with your choice or your decision.
Yeah.
If they don't feel the way you feel, then it just is what it is, but we can't be going back and forth. Stand up for yourself for sure.
Yeah.
Advocate for your rights, protest. We can do all of that in the streets where it's really going to make a difference, but you can't be going back and forth with people on social media, because honey, we all have different decisions. We're all making choices from different places.
Yeah.
And there's this quote from Abraham Hicks, and she says that because others cannot vibrate in your experiences, they cannot affect the outcome of your experiences. They can hold their opinions, but unless their opinions affect your opinions, their opinion matters not at all.
Period.
You know, we're all sitting here in this world and we're vibrating on really different experiences, coming from different places, with different outlooks and perspectives on the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, my decision to be pro-choice doesn't affect you. And your decision to be pro-life doesn't affect me.
Right.
And
it doesn't affect either until there's a ban.
Until it's really affecting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing. Don't let people's opinion during these times of fucking confusion and melee and all that shit happening in the world. Don't be online, social media, arguing with these motherfuckers.
You can't.
Mm-mm.
And we all have to just try to take on more of the stance of live and let live.
Yes.
Yes,
because, speak about it.
Because I'm guilty of this sometimes too. It might not be with the abortion ban, but in other instances, I'm like, why would she do that? I would never do that. That's dumb. Like, if that was me, I would never. But that's not me. So, do what you would do should you be presented with the situation, and then that be it. And the same with this, like, you do what you would do, and that be it. Mm-hmm. Live and let live. We're not all going to agree. We're not going to all have the same feelings, views, beliefs. However, your beliefs should be important to you, and other people's beliefs and feelings are important to them. And that's just the way the fucking world turns.
Yeah.
That is. So, don't let folks who are negatively pushing against you affect your vibration and your experiences. Don't let their negativity affect you.
Yeah. Because everybody's having their own, like, again, experience. And if you want to be a negative Nancy, then affect your attraction. Don't affect mine.
Yeah.
Just be in your own fucking negative bubble, pulling in your own negative vibes. Vibes with a Z.
Z. Period.
Keep them out of my...
Period.
Period. Keep them out of my force. I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
let's talk about, for the decisions that you have to make, mm-hmm. how we can make better decisions. Mm-hmm. Because the reality is sometimes we make decisions that we're like, okay, yeah, I did that shit. Like, that was a good fucking decision. I'm feeling like a bad bitch. Uh-huh. And then there's times when we make decisions where we might start to question ourselves or feel like we're capable or be like, damn, why did I make that decision?
Yeah.
So knowing that, we want to talk about some ways that we can hopefully make better decisions.
So here's your tips and tricks part of the episode.
Period.
Tips and suggestions.
First tip.
Mm-hmm. First off, this tip, bang.
So remember your values. That's what we've been talking about this whole episode. Mm-hmm. Consider your own beliefs and morals when you're making decisions and let your moral compass guide you.
Your. Say it again for the people in the back. Your mobile and your moral. Let them both guide you.
That's why everything, everything that we talk about on this episode and things that we haven't covered yet relating to self-awareness are important, because that's how you know what's true and authentic to you, your beliefs, your moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
When you know yourself.
Know yourself.
And ultimately, that'll help you make better decisions, because when you make choices that are not in alignment with your beliefs and your values, that's when we end up regretting our decisions, making choices based off of what somebody else said.
Yes.
Or feels. That happens a lot with parents.
Yes.
That happens a lot with parents. We hear a lot about how the Asian parents are so hard on their kids when it comes to like school education, mm-hmm. and grades. Mm-hmm. And there was a test done when I was listening to this TED Talk,
mm-hmm.
About choices. And the lady gave the example of how they brought a group of kids to a lab, right? Mm-hmm. And they gave them some pictures to color. So for the first group, they let them pick their own picture to color. With the second group, they told them that this is a picture that your mom picked for you to color. Mm-hmm. And so the group that was able to pick their own picture, they did better than the group that there was three groups, sorry. Let me get this right.
Okay.
Okay. So the first group got to pick their own picture to color. Mm-hmm. The second group, somebody else picked their picture to color, but they didn't tell them who. The third group, their moms, they told them, like, your mom picked mm-hmm. this picture for you to color. Mm-hmm. The group that did the best was a group that got to pick their own picture to color.
Yeah.
But the group who knew that their parents picked their picture to color, they were like, tell my mom that I did it. This how she liked.
Aww.
But I thought about that, like how a lot of the Asian students used to be under so much pressure to take on these majors, especially being like first generation immigration mm-hmm. children, to take on these majors that they maybe weren't so interested in just because of their parents' choice for them. And they ended up like committing suicide or being really depressed when they got bad grades or when they wanted to switch majors because of their parents. And it's like, why are you imposing your shit on me?
Yeah.
Because it's something that you wanted to do that you didn't get to do.
And even taking it away from like collegiate or scholarly aspect and like being a student, even when we see things like social rights, like LGBTQIA+, forgive me if you're LGBTQ, but I know that acronym is getting longer and longer.
Yeah.
But the LGBTQ community, you know, like you have parents who are super supportive of their kids, and as soon as they make a choice that doesn't align with their beliefs and views, then it's like, oh, you ain't no child of mine. You know, and it's like, you know, you got to respect people's own decisions. And as long as you're operating from your moral compass and you're choosing not to be with a woman or a man or someone of the same sex, then don't come down on your baby, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that's going to be a slippery slope. And usually I try to stay off the slippery slopes.
Yeah.
But I got my skis on today, baby. Today we got our skis on and we coming down that mountain. So the next tip is to learn from your past experiences and the experiences of others.
Yeah.
So we should always be recalling moments and times when we've experienced similar situations and we've had to make a choice. So during those times, we should be thinking about what went well and what didn't. What popped and what flopped.
Right.
I like that. What popped and what flopped, right? So this should help us make more solid and informed decisions because, like you mentioned when we first started this whole bit, sometimes we make decisions that don't align with what we want for ourselves, decisions that don't really reflect our higher selves. So the best time to learn and hold space for awareness is during this reflective process.
Yeah.
You know, when we can really say, what was I doing when I was feeling real, real, real good and shit turned out real, real, real well? And then what happened when I was feeling badly and shit didn't, when it flopped? And that should really help you make a sound, solid decision.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
The next tip or suggestion is to avoid making hasty decisions. So this is when you got to sleep on it.
Sleep on it.
And I get back at you when I wanna. Yeah, so
sleep on it.
Try to only make a decision after you've gotten a chance to think about it and you're certain.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do something like speak with your choices and your options with your friends and family and use the people around you as a sounding board because you'll be able to have some valuable input. But that doesn't mean that they're making the decision for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you know, having dialogue, hearing what they have to say. You can even consider it. But still, ultimately, you're going to be the one making the decision.
Yes. And we'll have some more tea about, like, sounding boards and shit like that in the future. But another good tip is to just think big picture, right? All of your decisions and your choices are ultimately leading you to an end goal. So you need to think about your macro goal. You know, macro is like the big picture. Mm-hmm. I'm a macro thinker. I can see big picture, but I'm not a micro thinker where I look at details.
Mm-hmm.
So the big picture, and just remember that all your micro choices, so those daily decisions like, am I going to work or no? Am I going to stay with this nigga or no? All those little micro decisions are ultimately leading you to your big goal or away from it. You either are going closer to what you want or away from it. And that's what you should really be considering.
Yeah, is this in alignment with what I really want for my life?
Mm-hmm.
And that can help you with the harder decisions to make, like, should I stay with this nigga? Because, no, really, because you can be like, should I stay with this nigga?
Mm-hmm.
But then once you really peel back and start looking at the micro, it's like, me and this nigga don't have the same beliefs.
Yeah.
This nigga don't satisfy me the way I need to be satisfied. Like,
or even work. Should I stay at this job or should I pursue my entrepreneurial endeavors? You know, I know you can do both, but if you're stuck in a pickle and if you shouldn't, that's something to consider too. If staying here aligns with the person that I want to be in the future.
Yeah.
All type of stuff. Those are just a few that you can run off into the sunset with.
Yes.
Right?
So, ultimately, we just wanted to speak on how important it is for us to have choice and how you have that power to exercise your choice. So utilize that while we got it, because they're trying to take it away from us. It starts off with one thing and then it leads to the next.
Yeah.
It's abortion ban today. It can be God knows what tomorrow. And that's why we have to fight.
And if it ain't your state today, it's your state tomorrow. That's why we got to stand in solidarity with our
with these
people.
States.
Okay, so now it's time for us to... We're not picking up our pens this week. We are sharing another
FUBU business. For us by us, business of the week.
Uh-huh. And this week it's brought to you by our girlfriend, our homegirl, our baby girl, Felicia Latour.
Yes.
Fee's been on the show before.
She has.
She's a good, good girl.
She is.
She's a great woman, a great mom, a great business mom, a business woman, entrepreneur.
Motivational speaker, makeup artist. She's a whole bunch of things.
She's a whole bunch of
but
shit.
Today we want to focus on her platform called Mindful Fee, where she shares a bunch of conversations, talks.
Mindful rants
about mental health awareness and self-awareness, the same shit we chat about.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also launched merchandise.
Yay!
She's launched merchandise last week to accompany the Mindful Fee rants. And it's some cute shit on her website. Some really cute shit. She has totes. She has shirts. She has sweatshirts. Crew necks. If you're into that, support our girl. Support black businesses. These grassroots efforts.
It all matters.
She made a choice. And you know what I love about people like her who make choices? She doesn't just make choices for herself. Or the choices she makes for herself, it goes as an umbrella that covers the women of color.
Yes.
When people make choices like that, we have to rally behind and support them.
Yeah.
So
you can follow Mindful Fee at Mindful Fee on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link to her website. It's mindfulfee.com. You can go in there, grab yourself some merch, support our sister, and let her know we sent you.
Yeah.
You'll love her. If you love us, you'll love Fee.
For real.
We're one and the same. Gang, gang. So, and now it's time for our girlfriend gag. Our girlfriend gag is where you can send in your comments, your questions, your concerns here to us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com. And we just weigh in on whatever it is you girls want us to speak about.
That's what we did.
Back in the beginning, we told you the shit we say. It ain't law. It ain't gospel. It's just what we believe. So we just dish a little tea.
Yeah.
That's it. So this week we got an email. It says, hello, big sisters. So here's my situation. My boyfriend and I have dated for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 years were our rough years. We have broken up and worked on ourselves, but we always seem to get back together. But here's my concern. My dude has been trying to take a break, which I don't believe in. It's either we're together or not. Within the past few months, the break never goes through, but soon as we argue, he says, see, this is why I want a break.
Okay.
He claims the break is for him to get his shit together, get ready for his career, and so on, but I feel like it's bullshit. He's been pulling this line and this break thing for years. Of course, I feel like there's things that I need to work on, but I do believe I can work on myself without having to take a break from him, but maybe we're different. I'm just confused. I don't know if I should respect it or just let him go completely. I've been on this emotional roller coaster for far too long. Sis, get off.
Yeah.
Emotional. Who's that?
Vivian Green. We know that.
Roller coaster. Loving you and
nothing healthy.
Hey, okay. Emotional roller coaster. You've admitted it to yourself. Everything that you wanted to say, you've said it
you
to
said
yourself.
It. Yeah, and we're here to affirm that.
We're your sounding board at this point.
Yes, we're your sounding board. So if you need help making a choice, so we're talking about choices. I say give the nigga the break. And when you break,
yes.
I mean, break up. He wants a break so bad, be like, okay, here's your break, and do you.
And then you turn on that Megan Thee Stallion Fever album and fuck. fuck up on these niggas. Not literally fuck up on them, but you get what I'm saying. Go out there and make it do what it do, and let him see, like, boy, you missed out.
You know what? You don't never want to keep nobody who don't want to be kept.
Right.
And for some reason, he feels like you guys need a break. You know what? So, you know, and you guys said that you've been in a rough patch, and it could be because he does not fully want to be there. Something is causing a rough patch. So
Something's pulling him away from you.
Him and free yourself. Yeah. And if you guys are meant to be back together, then that's great. You know, maybe he'll come with shit together and he'll be a new man. You'll be a new woman. You know, everything will be okay. But we're going to talk about the present. And right now, it's not working.
Yeah, I'm not a break person either. Like, breaks are, it just creates gray
area. Gray area, yeah.
Yeah, and the gray, I don't work well in gray. It's either black or white, yes or no, we together or not. And that gray area just means you could do whatever you want. Because a lot of times, this is just, I don't know how old you are, but you called us big sister, so little sis.
Yeah.
A lot of times these niggas, and even these bitches.
Right.
You know, when we want a break means I still want to be attached to you, but I want the freedom to do whatever I want.
Right.
And not have to hold myself accountable to being in a relationship.
Right.
That's really what it means. But it means, like, you know, people like to throw around, we can still be cool. We can still hang out. We can, of course, still fuck.
Right.
But you just want to have the wiggle room.
Right.
To go and
to be able to pull a break out of your bag if something pops up.
Right. And explore that and maybe entertain this and entertain that. That's why I personally don't like the breaks. So if he's yearning for a break, just give the nigga the break up.
Yeah.
And then you do your thing and be like, yeah, I'm cool with that. Imagine the day that he was like, see, I want a break. And you'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, okay, and then just be done.
Then, yeah.
As hard as it's going to be, you're going to have to show him. You're going to have to show him that you're stronger without him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like Brittany said, if it's meant to be, he'll come back, and then he'll be like, ah, I didn't need no break. After all, this is the person I wanted. But ain't nothing like trying to make a boy tap into, like, being mature.
Because you can't raise a man.
You can't raise him.
You can't raise a man.
Is that K. Michelle?
K. Michelle. I don't even know if that's the tune.
I think it go like, you can't raise no boy, or you can't raise a man.
I know I say you can't raise a man, but you can't raise a man. You can't make nobody do nothing that they don't want to do. Mm-mm. You can't make nobody stay if they don't want to stay. As soon as he would have said, see, this is why we need a break, I would have been like, you're right. You're right.
And this is the perfect time. Girl's about to get hot. It's active weather.
Yes.
You could throw your sundress on. Baby. Your panties off. And
panties coming off. Hey,
my love is gonna cause. And that Megan Thee Stallion rig, that fever.
Bitch, I caught a fever the other day dancing to that in my kitchen. I'm like, okay, she needs a dress. She needs a couple of dresses on, and she needs a couple of tennis shoes because
you need great footing. You need great footing so you can really shake that ass without missing a beat. That's what we gonna encourage you to do, little sister.
Yeah,
give him his walking papers. It's gonna be hard, it's gonna be tough, but the summer's here, it's about to get hot. Round up your girlfriends and go shake your ass.
Yeah, break the nigga off.
And let him
give him a break and break somebody else off.
And if you don't wanna break nobody else
off, I'm gonna break you off.
Okay, stop. That's it. You get the vibes. You know where we're going with.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
That's it for this week. Again, if you're feeling this episode, comment, share, like, post, Instagram, you know, all that, whatever you do to get the word out, to help us get the word out. Do that.
Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram at the Black Girl Bravado Pod, which is also down in the show notes. And we'll chat with you all next week. We're getting closer to 100, ladies.
Ah,
it's heating up.
It's heating up.
It's burning up.
My heart is like
burning up.
Bye. I love you so much. See you on the ground. I like to hear the word, girl.